This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. State legislators are at a stalemate regarding popular efforts to legalize cannabis in New Mexico, with less than a week remaining to send a bill to the governor. A state Senate panel pulled cannabis discussions off of its agenda minutes before a hearing yesterday. Legislators are searching for common ground among advocates for legalization who say the industry would help New Mexico's economic recovery from the pandemic. Divergent views on cannabis taxation, licensing, and pardon procedures for past convictions are complicating efforts to bring a final bill to a crucial Senate vote. In one camp, Republican State Senator Cliff Pirtle of Roswell is advocating for a streamlined approach to taxation and regulation aimed at stamping out the illicit market for cannabis and providing easy entry for entrepreneurs. Successful legislation is also likely to include social justice provisions within a House-approved bill from Democratic State Representative Javier Martinez of Albuquerque that emphasizes aid to communities adversely affected by cannabis criminalization. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has set cannabis legalization as a high priority. Legislators have a March 20th deadline to send bills to the governor. Health officials in New Mexico yesterday reported 160 additional confirmed COVID-19 cases and two more deaths related to the virus. Of the additional cases, 45 were reported in Bernalillo County and 29 in Doña Ana County. With the slowing of the coronavirus outbreak, Albuquerque Public Schools will resume in-person learning for 5 days a week on April 5th, although students can continue remote learning for the rest of the school year. New Mexico's largest school district announced the start-up date on Friday after the State Public Education Department earlier in the week said all schools were expected to reopen classrooms after spring break. The Navajo Nation yesterday reported only 3 additional cases of COVID-19 and no new deaths. The reservation is planning a soft reopening today with 25% capacity for some businesses under certain restrictions. Tribal President Jonathan Nez said in a statement that healthcare experts continue to caution everyone about traveling because another surge of the virus could happen. You can find more on these local stories and others online now at KUNM.org. This is KUNM.